You know, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, it says, knowing all these things, you're more than conquerors through him who what? Loved. Through him who loved us. Everything. Where's little Larry? Where's little Larry? Where is he? Oh, I like it. Young men not sitting out in the back. You know, isn't that amazing? See, that's what leaders do. You run to the front. See, because when the glory comes, you don't want the leftovers. Right? You want the first shot that comes, all right? But me and little Larry were talking earlier because you were doing a paper on what? Obesity. Can you mention that from the pulpit? Is that still allowed in church? That's what he said he was doing his paper on. And he said, you know, what is it, the government's problem or an individual problem? Right? Is that what you said? Yeah. And he said, well, I think it's an individual problem. And I said, I think you're right. Isn't that incredible? You and me are the only ones in here, Larry. You and me, baby. And he said, yeah, but it's, you know, I want to go to the gym, but I don't want to or whatever. And I said, yeah, but when it's done out of love. Because when I fall so in love with God that I know that my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, now it's not a bunch of rules and regulations. How many know that when the law comes, judgment comes? Right? And how bad did you judge yourself before you came in here today? You looked in the mirror in the morning and you complained. You looked around. Maybe you complained about somebody else. Whatever it was. But we know when we're getting outside of love because we become very judgmental. And we make a whole bunch of rules and regulations that we can't live up to and neither can anybody else. But when we're reminded of that we don't have an understanding of the depth of his love, the height of his love, it's always based in love. Because when it's based in love for my God, then it's easy for me to say no. When I fall in love with the Lord, then it's easy for me to say, no, I'm not into the drugs because I know I got to take care of this temple in order to preach the gospel wherever I go. And I know it's because of God's great love for me that he sent his only begotten son to set me free. And I don't want to play with that stuff anymore because he loves me. I don't want nothing to do with alcohol. Why? Because he loves me so much and he set me free. Garrett, did he set you free from alcohol? How many years were you messing around with that stuff? Since you were what, 3? Decades, right? Not 3, but how many years has it been now? 10 years, September 10th, being set free from it. And you know, he tried it in his own strength, but it didn't work. But then when he surrendered it to the Lord and he fell in love with the Lord, then all of a sudden he didn't want to anymore. That's what love does. Amen? That's what happens when we love our wives as ourselves. Then we want to serve. We want to walk alongside. We want to encourage. We want to strengthen. Why? Because I'm reminded of how gracious God is towards me in giving me the gift. That's what it stems from, reminding us of his great love. When we walk in love and understand the love of God, then we're all done finding fault in everybody else. Tell your neighbor, say, it's about time. See, when we fall in love with God, then I'm not looking and worrying about what she's done wrong. I'm focused on what God's called me to do. And then what God called me to do was to tell her what God's called her to do also, right, according to the word of God. Not to dictate, but to remind and say, hey, this is who you are in Christ. This is the name that he wrote over you. This is who he said you are. This is the power he's given you. So we're reminding, why? Because there's a great love affair. And when there's a love affair, then there's no ugly words that come out. You see, the ugly words come when we get back into the law and we get back into judgment and we get back into bitterness. How many has God set free? Does bitterness control you? No. Not when the love of God comes. Because he's the healer. Why does bitterness control us? Because our hearts were hurting? Because we were abused or misused or rejected or whatever the issue was. And therefore, we've got to protect. Therefore, we have to attack. And we've got to push people away because nobody's getting in that close anymore. But then we fall in love with the Lord and anybody now can come in. Even Joel McAndrew, you can even let him in your life. He's a nice guy most of the time. right? You can let JoJo into your life. That'll take some work. You can let Miss Brenda Blanks come into your life, right? She's easy, though. She's really nice. You can let Pete Voicy come into your life. For a minute, you can let Jeremy Hamm, Darren Collins, you can let people into your life. Why? Because you're no longer looking to try to get something, because God has given you all that you have need of. Amen? He's healed the heart. He called you his own. He wrote your name in the book of life. He made you a new creature. Everyone that got baptized in here this morning, brand new creatures, never before seen on the face of this planet, according to the word. Therefore, there's complete freedom. But when we get into the law and we get out of faith and we forget about how madly in love God is with us, then we start looking at others and we start complaining about someone else. Just tell your neighbor, say, I'm all done complaining. Now remember, you can't lie. This is going to be the challenge for the church, me included. Because when we understand God's love for us, then it's easy to love others. If you know that you're loved, he meets all of your needs. He goes before you. He's preparing a place in eternity for you. He'll meet your needs before you even ask, above and beyond anything you could even ask for. When no matter what, even when you make another mistake, he's going to wash you again. Isn't that good news? That blood is enough. That grace is enough. And it's grace upon grace. Nothing else added, but it's grace upon grace. So this morning, as we've celebrated the new creations, as we've celebrated the dedication of three beautiful babies, the Word of God in action. That's what we're seeing, amen? The Word of God in action. When you walk out of here, the whole world is looking for you being the Word of God in action. So wherever you go, your words proclaim Jesus Christ and nothing else. Wherever you go, you speak the truth in love, no matter where you go, no matter who it is, whether it's a down and outs or up and outs. When we walk out of here, because we know that we're loved beyond compare, that you're his favorite. You do believe that, don't you? Just tell your neighbor, say, you know I'm his favorite. Oh, yeah. That's good news, isn't it? That's such good news. That's the way he looks at you. Like you're the only one in the room when you come. You're not lost in the crowd anymore. He's intimately acquainted with all of our ways. Amen? Stand up this morning. You know, when we know that we're loved by God, then repentance is easy. Saying you're sorry is easy. There's some men in here that struggle saying they're sorry. And there's some women in here that struggle saying they're sorry. But when you fall in love with the Lord, then it's easy. Because he's the healer, he's the deliverer, he's the one that's made us whole. You know, when we're in love with the Lord, it's easy to give. Right? The scripture says that's what we're supposed to give. To give to the storehouse or the place where the word of God is preached. To give a tithe, the 10%. It's so easy to give when you know you're loved by God and he supplies all of your needs. Right? We said a couple of weeks ago, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, right? That those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are satisfied. Right? He satisfies. That if somebody steals something from you, oh, you can have it. You know what? My God is so good. We don't go and beat him up. One person came into the office. My wife was in there. Got a little lippy. Using words they shouldn't have used. Another gentleman was in the church. He walks by the door, stands there. Kept an eye on my bride. Guy left. The gentleman came over and says, let's watch him. He can't talk to you like that. I'll go beat the bleep out of him. My wife hugged him and said, I love you. But you can't do that. You see, we got to bless those that curse us. Amen. Because when we know we're loved, we don't act like we used to. So it's easy to forgive. It's easy to have grace. It's easy to give. It's easy to go into a lost and dying world and proclaim Jesus Christ when you're loved. Why don't we? Because we're not sure if somebody will reject us. God never will for preaching his word. He's a good, good father. Amen. So when we leave here today, you've got a commission. And that is to go and proclaim his word, because you're free indeed. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the body of Christ this morning. Lord, we thank you for the lives that were changed by the power of your word. You said, repent and be baptized. Lord, and as each one of them stepped into those waters of deliverance, the waters of healing, the waters of refreshing, the waters, oh God, that changed who they are. When that old man is dead and gone, the new man came to life. Father, we thank you that as each one of us walk out that new life that you gave us, we would walk with joy. We would walk in that strength because we know that you love us. And as your word says, that there's no mountain high enough. There's no valley low enough. Lord, your love goes wherever we are. And as you said in Romans chapter 8, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Father, we agree, nothing is going to separate us from the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, this morning, we agree with the writer of Romans, for he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, nothing we've ever done separates us from you. No matter how many times we've stumbled and fallen, when we've repented, truly repented, we've turned away from that way of living. Lord, you always come running. You always wrap us up. You always send others to encourage. So, Father, this morning, I pray the body of Christ is encouraged in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, oh God, that every heart would be renewed and strengthened in the love of God. Lord, that we can even look at some that have not done it right in our lives, and we can find a way to forgive to a place where we actually become free and we can learn to love again. Lord, we can find a way in our hearts to get set free through the word of God, that it wouldn't be based on another human being, but joy would be our strength. And Lord, I pray for joy in the house of God this morning. Joy in every household that's represented here. Lord, whether they're married or single, wherever they are, joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for that joy comes when we agree with your word that there is no other God beside you, and you love us with an everlasting love. None more powerful than you. And you go before us. Who could possibly be against us and win? Nobody. Thank you, Father, that you have placed the enemy under our feet. He is a defeated foe. He has no authority over the sons and daughters of God right now. And Father, we truly do walk in the power and authority that you have given to the church. And we thank you for it. Lord, I pray that everyone that walks out of here finds someone to pray for, someone to lay hands on and watch them recover, someone to proclaim the name of Jesus to, someone's life being changed by every single person here. And Lord, our desire is that 3,000 would be added to the kingdom of God through the faithful men and women of Rock Solid Church. So, Father, this morning, open up the eyes of our understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.